Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
While we're busy watching the TSA and J.P. Morgan and the silver manipulation that they've been engaged in, they have passed the food safety bill out of the key committee into a larger bill that they say they have the votes to pass. That's Reuters. They are trying to pass another piece of legislation to retroactively legalize the theft of houses without actually having the deed and legalizing this robo-signing. H.R. 3808. That'd be like if the president got caught killing somebody and Congress gave him a pardon. This is a congressional pardon and the end of property rights to a great extent. Separately, and this is true what this emailer said to us. It's, "Hi, Alex Jones. I've been trying to get this message to you. With the TSA in the news, things are getting passed in the lame duck session. We've been covering it the whole show. But you're right. This one could shut down your website by the government." And that's Sally that sent me that. I don't know if she wants her last name said, so I'll just scratch over it. In fact, don't show the email. Thank you. "Immediate action needed. Please call your Congress reps regarding the bill." She has a link to the government track. And basically it's a law to mirror with the secret copyright treaty where no judge, no jury, no nothing. They just claim that even, you know, posting part of an article is copyright infringement. Now, there's been some law firms that have been doing that lately, but they've been losing in court. And they've had to back off because it is fair use. The problem is, though, if they change the law and say you can't even source or quote something, including a hyperlink to something, that kills the internet and the free flow of information. And that's what they want. They don't want you communicating because we're kicking their hind end in. It is a bill to blacklist access to any website deemed infringing of copyright, among other clauses, by the federal government. And it does more than that. It makes everybody get their own internet ID. And then if you ever, no judge, no jury, no due process, do any, quote, infringing just because a private party claims it, now you're banned from the internet from 1 year to 3 years. Some European countries have actually passed something similar. They can effectively shut down sites like Alex Jones, Natural News, if they don't agree with the site's agenda. All the federal government would do is find just one article and misquote or misattribute the source, and that's it. They can shut it down. The bill has been in committee before. And imagine what this will do to social network stuff. But was shot down due to protests by liberty-loving activists. Unfortunately, it looks like it's trying to get passed again in the lame duck session. And that's the problem. The Democrats are out of there. The Republicans are on record. They wouldn't pass this. I'm not saying they're great, but that's what they say they'll do. And so they're just ramming everything through as a kind of middle finger to everyone here at the end. And please take action or we may lose the internet as we know it. Yeah, they plan to have internet regulations, taxes, ID numbers, the new Microsoft platforms have it built in to make you have ID to get online. It's not activated yet, but they're trying to push it to be law. So the infrastructure is already in place. We got to boycott Microsoft as much as we can because of that. Horrible company. Totally globalist. And so, yes, this bill is very, very serious. It's combating online infringement and counterfeits. Has nothing to do with that. There's already laws in place for that. Okay? You've already got the Digital Millennium Act and all the rest of it. This is saying just any company claims anything, it's over, you're done. Now, if they try to pass this and implement it, it's going to be lawsuit city. It's going to shut down so much stuff. So many patent-trolling lawyers are going to get involved that it'll get rewritten as well. But the point is, they're trying all of this. And by the way, that dovetails with Senator Rockefeller. And we'll get that video ready. FCC should take Fox News, MSNBC off the air. And remember his previous quote about we'd be better off without ever having an internet? I mean, these guys are really doing it. I mean, you understand, they're really taking the dead veterans' pensions from their wives. They're really using DU. They're really sticking their hands down your pants. I mean, they're really doing it.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're making history together against tyranny right now. I want to play this clip dealing with internet and TV censorship. We've had all these different Obama czars like Cass Sunstein over regulation. We've had the FCC diversity czars say we need a system like Hugo Chavez has of total government control, and Jay Rockefeller, you know, the heir to the Rockefeller Empire, he openly bemoans that everybody be friendly if we got real news, and he's going to decide what real news is. He wants to have a happy dialogue. To everybody to shut up and give their guns up and get rid of the border and let him shut down the internet, as he's quoted as saying, we'd be better off without ever having it. Because this stuff is like holy water to a vampire to these people. The fact that we can speak, that we have a soapbox, that we can get organized, that we're talking to each other. They thought they could spam the internet, dominate it, control it, get us infighting. People got wise to it. It doesn't work, pal. And so he wants to shut down Fox and shut down MSNBC. Notice MSNBC is always calling for the fairness doctrine, which is totally unfair. Notice they're always pushing and promoting ad nauseum over and over and over and over again that they want to censor Fox News and talk radio. Oh, well, see, now you're going to get censored too. And as the dinosaur media falls apart, they're not going to end up really censoring those guys. they're going to selectively enforce on yours truly. They cannot allow this information to continue to come out because we're having victories against them. Here's the Kurt Nemo article. Rockefeller wants government to shut down Fox and MSNBC. And he says it kind of half jokingly, but he goes on to talk about how horrible it is what they're doing, all of this infighting. We need to all just come together and do what we're told. No, the founders said it was the opposite. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
I hunger for quality news. I'm tired of the right and the left. There's a little bug inside of me which wants to get the FCC to say to Fox and to MSNBC, out, off, end, goodbye. It would be a big favor to political discourse, our ability to do our work here in Congress, and to the American people to be able to talk with each other and have some faith in their government and in their, more importantly, in their future. We need slimmed-down channel packages that better respect what we really want to watch. And we need to find ways to provide greater value for television viewers at lower cost because people are tired of always escalating rates. Again, I thank you for being here today, and I greatly respect Senator Kerry and the interest he's shown in this whole area in which he is most expert.
So he wants to decide what type of news you see. He says, oh, we need to decide what type of news we want to see, but it's going to be the government deciding. You know, how about all the tax money you take from us for PBS and NPR with your fake liberal pro-war garbage and your pro-tyranny garbage? I mean, you listen to NPR, they talk with a lisping, you know, snake-like voice to calm you, kind of like that snake, what's his name, Ka, in the Jungle Book. Let's go to YouTube and pull up a short clip of Ka trying to hypnotize Mowgli. Of course, we're more like Shere Khan. It doesn't work on those of us that aren't weak-minded. Shere Khan just reaches out and grabs him by the throat when he's trying to hypnotize him. The snake's trying to look at him. Got the pinwheels going. Come on, go under my mind control. Go under my mind control. And the tiger just grabs him by the throat and says, it doesn't work. See, we need to get to the point when they try to hypnotize us for it to irritate us and make us angry and focused. To quote Emperor Palpatine, use your aggressive feelings, boy. I mean, we have these aggressive feelings for a reason, to stand up against tyrants and thugs. The globalists are aggressive. They use their aggressive feelings to dominate and control us and enslave us, and they all wear black to intimidate and lord things over us, but then we're supposed to be sheep-like and cow. No! No more! Now, Kaiser's got his search term, and I think it's important, but this one's really important. DA now sending deputies to San Francisco Airport to investigate felony groping. And the search term needs to be investigate felony groping. Investigate felony groping. And this will then have thousands of other DAs, there's tens of thousands of counties, look at this, listen to the audio and the video of my interview with a prominent DA where the San Francisco airport is based, who talks about the DA south of him, where the airport in San Jose is located, also saying, and I said, well, you know, you don't have to just get complaints on this, do you? I mean, if you know people are selling crack down the corner, you don't need a citizen complaint. You can go down there and observe it and bust them. And he said, absolutely. Now, I've already instructed my deputies who are in the airport to look for it, and if they see it, slap handcuffs on them. And I said, if they see what? Hands in the pants? Felony. Hands on the crotch, through the pants, or the buttocks? Boom! Misdemeanor, but it's a serious arrestable misdemeanor. This is breaking news. He's not just warning them now. He's got the cops in there doing their job. Let me tell you, police did their job in this country and defended the republic more than just revenue generating and the rest of it. They would be loved again. They'd have giant pot bellies again because everybody would be running out giving them coffee and pie because they knew the local cop, because the cop was in their neighborhood. Because they went bowling and hunting with the cop. And if the cop needed help, he'd go bang on your door and say, help me. My grandfather, many times here in Austin, they lived up in Hyde Park, close to, here in Austin, close to the Texas State Mental Institution. It was just a few blocks away. And the sirens would go off when one of the hardcore loons would get out, poor people. And routinely, you know, the cops would roll down and, you know, they'd see my grandfather in the front yard. They'd say, hey, Bill, will you help me? My grandmother told me the story about a couple times the cops would say, be on the lookout for a rabid dog. Rabies was a problem back then. And routinely, you know, the cops come knock on the door, knock a few others. There's a dog around here. It's clearly rabid. Shoot it. My grandfather would go out and several times saw the dog before the cops did and would shoot it. When they had the UT shooter at the tower, the cops were pinned down. Citizens pulled up with their deer rifles and pinned the other guy down so two cops could get in. What an Austin police and a sheriff's deputy could. I've interviewed the Austin officer who later became a Texas Ranger in studio. They went up that tower and killed him before he could kill more people. Nowadays, they'd have SWAT teams out there staging for 10 hours, and it'd be a big standoff. The old days, they didn't need bulletproof vests, nothing. They just had guts. They just went up there and killed the guy. Now, gone are the days where the cops driving by and on their bullhorn, hey, Bill, get out here. Help us shoot this dog. We don't know where it is, but it's around here. It's foaming at the mouth and just attacked some kid. Or sirens going off and the cops going, help us. There's a loon on the loose. See, now in Austin, you try to run out with a gun when there's a rabid dog and shoot it. They're going to call SWAT teams and probably kill you. This is the domestication of our country. All right, I'm already digressing off into what police should do. The issue here is we need to investigate felony groping number one or number two. I don't care if it's number one or number two. You obviously want to make Kaiser's $500 silver top to expose the silver manipulation. But this is important. Investigate felony groping. Enough DAs line up and start prosecuting these people. It doesn't matter. The house of cards has fallen. You realize that these people are not above the law. They do not have immunity when they're outside of the law. It's the law that gives you immunity. A citizen has immunity just like a cop. When you're in the right, you have immunity. This is all a made-up legal precept that you've been fed. Kind of like Bush saying, I'm the president so I can order torture. Doesn't matter if it's illegal. But then the people he orders to do it go to prison, but he doesn't. They're just getting away with it. Tyrants practice getting away with crime. They set the precedent to get away with it. And they're coming in to try to shut down your local farms and ranches. That looks like it's going to pass. They're coming in trying to censor the Internet. We've been talking about this for months, but people are right. We need to be on it now with that legislation. They're coming in to give immunity to the banks to steal your house without the proper deed. It's all happening. But I can do something about what's happening at the airport. You know, this lame duck group's already been excoriated, but most of them are leaving office, so they're angry at the American people. Instead of repenting, they're saying, I'll give you tyranny. So there's not a lot we can do. These criminals are up there basically slitting the throat of the Constitution 7 ways to Sunday right now because they think they're going to get away with it because they're a lame duck bunch of crooks. I mean, it's illegal to do what they're doing, to give retroactive immunity to the big mortgage companies to steal people's houses without proper deeds, without proper filings, or without the paperwork being done properly and sworn in front of a notary. But Congress is just saying they can do it. Looks like they're going to try to pass that. Call them. Tell them don't do it. You know, I've been covering it all day. Let's investigate felony groping number one. Let's send this article from Infowars.com out to everybody. DA now sending deputies to San Francisco Airport to investigate felony groping. And the DA south of him in Santa Clara told him they're doing that as well. And you've got an airport, one of the biggest airports in Florida, saying we're just hiring private security. We're not sticking our hands down people's pants. We're not doing any of the body scanners. It's over because the house of cards is falling. There's no law. They've got to have TSA in there. They don't have the jurisdiction. They don't have the power, but they're trying to set that precedent. People are going, you mean we don't have to have these people here? No. And they go, okay, Al-Qaeda's going to get you. Look, another bomb in Germany today. Turns out it wasn't. It's just all fear-mongering. Okay, they are the terrorists. They got a bunch of well-meaning idiots working for them. So let's get that search term out. This is big breaking news. Investigate felony groping. Drudge Report. Please, Obi-Wan, post this. You're my only hope.
You know someone who's a Constitution basher? Then here's the ammo you need to silence them once and for all. Introducing the crash course on the U.S. Constitution, how to argue with a liberal about constitutional issues and win every time. If you believe it's time we stop disgusting left-wing lies and start telling the truth about America's Christian heritage, this crash course for patriots is for you. Start neutralizing the liberal propaganda being force-fed in our schools, the workplace, and the media. The Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution is an audio power program that includes six CDs jam-packed with amazing information, insights, and truth that will shut the mouth of any lie-loving liberal. Order your Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution online at thefoundersplan.com and look for the free bonus gift. Call today 1-877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or go to thefoundersplan.com. For God's honest truth, go to thefoundersplan.com today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Eastbound and down.
Eastbound and down.
Loaded up there trucking.
Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go. And it's a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like old bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some tell my mind and brakes. Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. In Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
I love the end of this song.
He's
old Smokey's got his ears on, and he's hot on your trail.
Are we going to
and he ain't going to rest till you're in jail.
We've got a long way to go.
Dodge him, you got to dust him.
short time to get there. I'm eastbound to watch old Bandit run.
Selected coming up here in a few minutes. We'll get his take on the economy, on the TSA, on the open rebellion happening. I am extremely thankful to the Drudge Report. There are scores of news articles, including one by Town Hall today, that properly point out it's Matt Drudge in the last 3 weeks that drove this super viral. He began posting our articles 2.5 weeks ago. We began pushing it 3 weeks ago, about 2.5 weeks ago. He began posting our articles almost exclusively on it. Then the feeding frenzy started from every angle and reporting. And he's been probably posting 10, 15 articles a day or more. The best coverage on this overall is right here on this radio show and at DrudgeReport.com. And, you know, I haven't really lobbied Drudge on any stories. He picks up what he wants. But I think this is big news. I think this is important. So regardless, listeners, please get this story out. D.A., now sending deputies to San Francisco airport to investigate felony groping. And the audio in the next 20 minutes, because they're having to, you know, cut it out of the hour-long show, so it's specific to the interview. It's easy to do after the show, but during the show it's recording, so it's kind of a hassle. They're adding the audio, then later the video, once that's done compressing, up there at the top, so you can actually hear the DA say, yes, the crimes, there's evidence crimes are being committed right now, and we've got our sheriff's deputies going over there to watch and look for it. And that's their jurisdiction, and it's a public place, so those TSA federal goons can't stop them. Now, the goons, though, are just following their orders. That doesn't mean what they're doing is okay, but it's the higher-ups. It's Pistol, it's Chertoff before him, it's Big Sis, Napolitano, that are really guilty here. And they ask the TSA people, are you comfortable sticking your hand down pants? Are you comfortable X-raying people? And if they say no, they're fired. So most of these TSA people just aren't the sharpest knife in the drawer, or they love authority, and if some bureaucrat tells them, you know, they can barbecue children on the White House lawn, they'll start going and barbecuing children. A lot of people, you just tell them something's okay, they'll do it. The Stanford Prison Study showed that, where over 90% of the students at graduate school would believe they were killing people in experiments and would follow the orders. Because their professor told them, well, the authority, the head of the psychology department said, deliver a shot of electricity that'll kill the person. They'd have the actor act like they were dying, and they would do it. They would commit what they believe were murders. That's mind control. So this is big, that they know that there's evidence of a crime being committed, and the police are coming. Now, the TSA will probably stop it for a little while till the cops leave, but the point is, the issue is now out there. So make this story number one. Send it out to everybody you know. It's on Infowars.com right now. DA now sending deputies to San Francisco airport to investigate felony groping. It's all broken down by Kurt Nemo. What a great job Kurt does. Before I go to break and come back with Gerald Celente, I want to tell you about Pure Water Freedom. PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want affordable, remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. Very affordable, made in America. They have a full line of household fluoride filters, tabletops, in-house, you name it. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters, all made in the USA. Go to PureWaterFreedom.com. Also, MySolarBackup.com. We've been promoting these for almost 4 years. People just love them. You can get one to run your shed, your campsite, or get a few of them, or, you know, run your whole house. It's MySolarBackup.com. It's a high-quality solar panel, a little control unit in the battery system. And it's great during, you know, this economic times. It's great when they're overcharging you to, you know, at least not pay them some of the money. It's great to have this for during storms, you name it. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so go to MySolarBackup.com today or call and get a free information pack or order via phone at 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. Lastly, Rocky Flats Gear. Are you going to the airport? Well, you don't have to sacrifice your dignity next time you fly. Our friends over at Rocky Flats Gear have a whole line of underwear, tees to protect you from from the TSA and their eyes and protect you from radiation. And it's RockyFlatsGear.com, banner on Infowars.com, or 888-X-RAY-NOT, 888-X-RAY-NOT. That's RockyFlatsGear.com or 888-X-RAY-NOT. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Illuminati is striving for the beginning of the Age of Aquarius to have their world government intact? That means the loss of our national sovereignty, Constitution, Bill of Rights, and Christian heritage. Is this what we want? The only hope for the nation to survive is to repent of our national and personal sins and turn back to the living Jesus Christ. Reject abortion and reject the taking of prayer and Bible reading out of the public schools. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Our article is up at Infowars.com. DA now sending deputies to San Francisco Airport to investigate felony groping. And in the next few minutes, Kurt Nemo is going to have the audio of that interview I did during the first hour with the DA live on air. He's not just now warning them. Now that they know there's evidence of a crime being committed, they got deputies in there looking for it. And it's felonies if they go inside the pants, which they admit they're doing. And he talked to the DA in Santa Clara County, just south of there, where San Jose is, and confirmed they're looking at it. And I was there 3 weeks ago and saw him committing felonies. Saw him sticking hands in pants, hands up in crotches. So this is big. We want to make up the number one search term, investigate felony groping. I know you can do it. Investigate felony groping. Now, joining us via video Skype is a man who needs no introduction, Gerald Celente of the Trends Research Institute. I want to talk about the economy. I want to talk about the lame duck Congress trying to gut, openly saying they want to shut down talk radio, Fox News, openly saying they want to censor the Internet, openly passing the food safety bill out of committee, and they say it's a done deal now in a larger package of bills they have the votes on. Reuters says it's probably going to pass. Now, It's all happening right now. I mean, it is bonkers. But I believe for 3 weeks, this TSA issue is a focal point to teach us that we can rebel and say no, that we have dignity. And now mainstream media is even saying that. It's the biggest story in the world right now. Going into week number 3, we did it together. Gerald Celente, what do you think of what's happening with the TSA?
Well, you're right. It's a worldwide issue. I just got back from France and England, and I can tell you that when you go take the tunnel from England to France, you don't get groped. They don't harass you like they do here. And it's become an international issue because a lot of my European colleagues and friends don't want to come to the United States because they don't feel like being harassed as we all are all being subjected to. So at a time when our business and tourism industry is starting to regain some strength, the TSA and the brains in Washington are making sure that they're going to nip it in the bud, if you will, because a lot of people don't want the bud felt. And I, for one, and I'm a heterosexual guy, and I like women, and I don't want any guy playing with me. So I'm one of those people that opt out rather than because I'm concerned about the over-radiation. And I think it's only some nitwit bureaucrat from the TSA or some, Washington wanker could have come up with this scheme to have guys feel up other guys. I mean, who? And then you're supposed to take it, oh, that's okay. Yeah, let some guy in your staff over there, Alex, start playing around with your jewels to see if you're hiding anything under them. I mean, who made this up?
Well, look, I mean, if my dad, gets in my space, which never really happened, but by the time you're 16, dad gets in your space, and then you have that classic confrontation with dad. I don't like family getting in my space. I don't like my neighbor getting in my space. I mean, I'm not saying I'm a tough guy, but quite a few times in high school and college, some bully would get in my face, and I'd go ahead and break their nose. I mean, this isn't in your space. This is hands down your pants now. Have you seen them confirm that?
You know, I was sitting next to a woman. I just came back from Las Vegas this week, and she was 80-something years old, and she's a diabetic. They saw needles in her package. They gave this woman a pat-down, and they humiliated her. First, they wanted to do it in public, and then they took her to the private room. But they made her leave her shoes way back near the machine over there. I mean, this is what's going on. You got a bunch of losers over here that couldn't get a job at McDonald's because they're probably too stupid to flip a burger, and now they have feeling people up? I mean, who made up this stupid thing? And as we wrote in our last trend alert, and we knew it back when it happened, that guy, what's his name, Chertoff, the guy from TSA that used to be the Homeland Security
guard? I mean, his name is Michael Chertoff, yes.
Yes, and what he did is he went around after the underwear bomber back on Christmas Day, was going to ignite himself. He then made the media rounds everywhere. That slimy little weasel.
And they never pointed out that he heads up the company and gets the money.
That's right. He's now a consultant, the Jerkoff Group, and he one of his clients is Rapiscan, the people that make this.
Yes,
thing.
Rapiscan, yes.
Yes. And so this is never mentioned by the mainstream media who sucks up, bows down, and kisses up to these clowns. So the whole thing is a scam.
But now it's falling in. Scam. Now the big Orlando airport saying they're not going to do it because it's not a law. They just invited the thugs in. Now we had the DA on. Other DAs are moving, and now they're dispatching sheriff's deputies there to look for the crime, and they're going to charge them with felonies. This is breaking news.
Yeah. So listen, so any guy that goes to the airport that doesn't want to be felt up by another guy say, listen, I want a woman to check me out. I mean, who's to say, who made up the law that a guy has to stick his hand in my pants? If somebody's going to feel me up, you know, I want a woman. And if she's not even pretty, I'll close my eyes and maybe I can have a happy ending. Who knows?
That's enough. Family show. A little out of control. But we have to talk about this because the government, I mean, I had a radio talk show host on. He goes by O-Doctor. And I had him on and it made international news Tuesday. It was the biggest story in the world, according to Alexa, because Drudge Report, top link, the big giant link. I mean, I've never seen such traffic. Our servers were just groaning. And, I mean, Drudge is king. I mean, I've been linked New York Times, nothing. I've been all over CNN websites, nothing. I've been linked, you know, top of Google, nothing. Or a little something. Compared to Drudge, nothing can compare. And that was important news because we showed what happened to him and local newscast where they now... It's always more, 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 Gerald. They stick the hand in the front of the pants, in the pants, and actually squeeze the man or the woman's privates to make sure it's real. And then they stick it in the, behind you in the crack. I hate to get into this, folks, but it's what the government's doing. We have to talk about it. I mean, this is an act of submission. It's an act of domination, breaking our will. And I guarantee you, people didn't say no here, Gerald. Next, it's going to be cavity searches. What's going to happen when some lunatic, you know, Muslim extremists that the government jacks up on drugs and protects like the underwear bomber and gets them on the plane with a hand grenade inside of them. Now we're going to have proctology exams at the airport?
Well, you know, you know the reason why this is bringing such outrage, and by the way, congratulations on all the media that you're getting on this, and I saw you on Drudge, of course, as well. The reason there's so much outrage is that the people are directly being affected by it. They could feel it, literally. And that's why there's no outrage going on against these wars that are slaughtering hundreds of thousands of people and draining our treasuries of trillions, because they did away with the draft. So the people aren't affected by it. When you're affected by it and you feel it, then you revolt. And that's what's going on now, and that's why this is such a critical issue.
Well, Gerald,
thinking person knows that the TSA and Washington has gone over the line.
Gerald, just to be clear, and I'm not tooting your horn or my horn, just you need credit for this, but I'm not bragging that this is the biggest story. I'm excited because this is the biggest story, and it's not Lindsay Lohan or O.J. Simpson robbing a hotel room. This is a news about a rebellion, about a waking up, about the light switch going on. And you said 4 or 5 months ago, you said that by December, the depression would be evident. You said that there would be more of a rebellion and that people would accelerate their awakening. You didn't know the trigger. You just saw it in the cards. And some have said now that we're into the middle of November, I get emails, they go, where's the total depression? Where's the total collapse? Well, again, if you specifically look at what you said the depression and the implosion would become evident. Look at the dollar. Look at gold. Look at them having to legalize taking houses without having a deed. We are in an implosion. I mean, we're already here. So I believe you're 99.9% right, and we're going to see now in the next month exactly what happens, but we're seeing the accelerated anger manifest. We're seeing the media go from not saying double dip to going, yeah, this is kind of a depression. So they're trying to push false reality that everything's great, and only some people are buying it. What's your statement on that?
Look what's going on overseas. Look what's going on over in Ireland, Spain,
Portugal,
Greece. There's a depression going on. There's a currency crisis going on. The bank debt alone in Ireland is worth 50% of Ireland's GDP, just the bank debt. There's no getting out of it. And people are jumping out of the euro and into the dollar, out of the dollar, into the euro. Yeah, how about jumping out of the Titanic and into the Lusitania? And that's why gold prices are going through the roof. That's why silver prices are going up. Anybody that believes that what the government is telling them, hey, They should believe the TSA as well. No, this thing is collapsing. What do they need, to get hit over the head?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, I made a video 2-3 months ago where I said, you know, world worships LeBron James while economy collapses. And I see comments in the half million views. Most of the people agree. It's like, you know, 95% agree, less than 5% disagree in the thumbs up, thumbs down. You can go check it. But, or at least last time I looked at it, the point is, some are going, this guy said we'd have a collapse. Where is it? I mean, don't people understand that it's just rotting like a fish? It takes a week or two to do it. You know, it's rotting. The maggots are coming out of it in front of us, and they're some of them are still in denial. But as you said, the good news is more and more people aren't in denial.
Yes. You know, I was on Fox a couple of weeks ago, right before Election Day. And they asked me, what would the elections bring about? What change? And I said, well, the change would be basically the same as if the Gambinos took over for the Bananos. One crime family after another. And you can see the makeup of the House and the Senate, and it's a crime family. The Republicans and the Democrats. And then they had this guy on there, as I was talking about the problems in the economy. This little wimpocrat, what's his name? Combs. Remember Hannity and Combs? Well, the Combs that's left. And he goes, well, you know, I had this guy on my show before, and he's nothing but an alarmist. Oh, yeah, I'm an alarmist. Listen, everybody out there, follow Obama, follow Bush, follow your leader, follow Barner, follow Pelosi, follow Frank, follow McConnell, and follow them over the cliff. Because if you think that they got the answers, I have news for you. You're a loser. You're a loser if you follow Bernanke, if you believe Greenspan. If I had a track record as bad as Bernanke's, I would have been laughed out of business 30 years ago. And here's what Bernanke said. In 2005, he said, there won't be any real estate crisis. Home prices have never fell in this country nationwide. And then he said, right in the midst of the subprime problem as it began in 2007, oh no, it's not a big deal and it won't spread. And then in 2007, as the recession has just begun, he's telling people there won't be a recession. And then that criminal Bush is back in business. Did you see him out there hawking his book? You know what he said? They were blindsided by the great economic crisis. Oh, blindsided? Is he either ignorant or is he lying? Because they kept telling us the fundamentals of the economy are sound. You want to follow these clowns? Then follow John Stewart and go to his, I hope you were there at his rally for sanity. Can you imagine Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse leading a rally for sanity? And this is the guy that Americans think is
and
one of the most
intellectual
people?
And it turned out he secretly met with Geithner, and his job is to pacify. At that rally, he said, sit down, don't be angry, everything's good. It was like Marie Antoinette saying, let him eat cake.
You know why? You know who his brother is?
Yeah, he's the head of the New York Stock Exchange.
That's the COO of the Stock Exchange. You get it? Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banks. They'll sell you out, they'll knock you down, and they'll rape you at the airport.
And I agree with you. I mean, just 6 months ago, they bail out Europe. It's happening again. It's a black hole mathematically. I've had all the top economists on. There's no way to pay it back. They had a bizarre meeting at Jekyll Island a week ago, and the former head of the Fed, you know, now a rat leaving the sinking ship, talked about criminality and banks. And so Greenspan's trying to tell you about criminals. He's the guy that helped get rid of the Glass-Steagall Act. These guys know exactly what they're doing, and they're scared. They want to get away with it. That's why they've set up this police state as a rearguard action to get away with their crimes. But I don't see it happening, Gerald. And the world is in a depression. Your prediction is right. I mean, we are in a depression, and the collapse is becoming more and more evident.
Well, I'm going to give you the bad news here. If people don't continue to stand up, it's going to get a lot worse because they're devaluing the dollar, as you know. You can't keep printing digital money out of thin air, backed by nothing and worth nothing. That's not worth the paper it's not printed on, number one. So we know that there's a currency war. You're hearing it from Montega, from Brazil, across the board, the lunacy, that one after another. Number two, trade wars. Add up currency wars and trade wars, you get real wars. This is 1930s moving into the 1940s.
Well, I totally agree with you. What are some of the other trends and things that Gerald Celente is watching right now?
Well, the biggest ones to watch right now, Alex, you have to be tuned into what's going on in Europe. This is a house of cards ready to collapse. The euro is going to go the way of the continental. It's not going to last. You're going to start seeing countries falling out one after another. We're looking for a global currency crisis. We're looking for gold to go to $2,000 an ounce. The real estate market's going to continue to plummet. We're going to face an economic winter, the likes of which no one's ever seen. The reason the commodity prices are going up has less to do with demand and more to do with the devalued dollar. These commodities are based on dollars.
All right, Gerald, stay there. Let's come back and talk more about that.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Many times I've lived, many times I've wandered.
ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com has a powerful article. DA now sending deputies to San Francisco airport to investigate felony groping. There's a little issue there because people are asking, well, how is he sending police or deputies to the airport if he isn't the DA yet? He's the DA-elect because he's the chief. He's currently the chief deputy DA. He's the second in command, but he's now been elected starting next January to be the DA. Now, I went and corrected Kurt, but I wasn't clear. I said, listen, he's the chief deputy DA and the incoming DA. Okay? So we're just doing this live time here on air. Let's get that updated. And then an update where it says chief deputy DA of San Mateo County. It's chief deputy and incoming DA, DA-elect. Because the media will lie about us. They will take anything and say, look, Alex says this guy sent police. How can he do that if he's not the DA yet? Because he's the chief deputy DA and the DA-elect. I'm sorry. It's just I know how the enemy operates. Okay. Now, we're moving fast here. Kurt's written like three articles a day. He's awesome. With me running back, helping him, you know, with the info I want in the article during the breaks. It's crazy. I'm going to have Gerald Celente on for the rest of this segment and the next. He's awesome. We want to make the number one search term, investigate felony groping. Put that into the search engine over and over again. Investigate felony groping. Investigate felony groping. Gerald, you've got the floor right now. Continue with your forecast. What's happening in Europe with Portugal, Spain, Ireland, Greece? What's happening here, this race to the bottom and other key intel? You've got the floor. We're going to break and doing 5 minutes of overdrive. Hit them hard.
What happened worldwide and began with the dot-com bust and then following 9/11, and you mentioned him, Alan Greenspan, they began to lower interest rates to 46-year lows. Now, of course, they're at 50-year lows. They flooded the world with cheap money. There's been a building boom worldwide that's been built on nothing but speculation and borrowing. It's collapsing. There is no way out of this. You cannot print your way out. And the central banks worldwide are trying to do that. I'm hearing all of these analysts that are making these projections and predictions about how strong the emerging markets are. Guess what? If America doesn't buy, the emerging markets don't sell. You look over there in India. You're looking at half the population making under $2 a day. There's not going to be a recovery. The printing presses are running out. They can't continue to keep it going like this. Every time they try something, there's a crisis. The crisis has now moved away from this QE2, that white shoe boy language for printing digital money out of thin air, backed by nothing and producing nothing, over to Europe. And now they're saying that the European banks are coming together for a rescue plan for Ireland. There is no rescue plan. You don't get rid of old debt by piling on new debt.
But it does transfer more wealth to the white shoe boys.
Oh, it does. And look at the numbers. Look at the numbers from the white shoe boys. A handful of them, Alex, getting bonuses worth $144 billion. That's bigger than the GDP. That would rank number 49 of 194 gross domestic products of the countries of the world. And if you don't want to be outraged out there, check this out.
Stay there, Gerald. We got a break. Back in 70 seconds. Five more minutes with Gerald Celente. We're on the march.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.